Hi there, this is Glendon R. Whitworth at the St. Rita's Church in Tulare, reporting for KNFS in Tulare. This is the Day Without Immigrants demonstration. It's just beginning here. The police are watching the intersection, kind of impromptu. A lot of people with American flags everywhere. The guy with the guitar, small amp he's wearing. A lot of white t-shirts, black pants, all color pants, blue jeans, work pants. Guy has a sign, says, "We are America." Got a big white hat, a few umbrellas. The whole parking lot of St. Rita's is filled with people with white t-shirts. More people arriving. Really fast. Hi, guys. Hello. How are you doing?
Pretty nice.
Yeah, pretty nice?
Yes.
Okay, I'm reporting for a radio station here in Tulare.
This my KNFS. English is not very well.
That's all right. My Spanish is not very good, so.
Yeah, I can do. I can speak very well the English, but it's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, but it's a little bit only why I know, but it's, my English is not too much.
So what are you doing here today?
I see reclamation. You know, maybe for the laws is not right for a lot of people. Is what I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds good. Thank you. What's your name?
Javier.
Hey, Javier. Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure. Well, the group is starting to march. I'm going to follow the group along. You can listen to people talk. I think I'll stand here and watch the line go by. There's a guy on a horse with an American flag, Hispanic gentleman speaking Spanish, a big black horse with a big white hat. A lot of people walking by here. Kids in the strollers. Mothers, fathers. People with canes, older people, younger people, a lot of babies and strollers there. Bottles of water, of course, because it's a kind of a warm day. See a copy of Green Focus. It's handed out here by the Green Party. Yeah, si se puede. Here come a group saying that.
Si se puede. Si se puede. Si se puede. Si se puede.
Foro Esquerra, USA needs work, reading some signs as they go by. That was a man with a tie. There's a sign that says, "I have a dream," an American flag on it. The group is walking very slowly. There's so many people. They're crowding the sidewalk. A little boy with sunglasses on, and he's in a stroller, and he's holding an American flag. There's a sign. Let me see a sign. Today we march, tomorrow we vote. Very good, very good. Yeah.
Right.
We are Americans. Got a message. We need legalization. American flag t-shirts. El pueblo viene de Sera Venus. Hello, everybody. Hi. Hi, kids. Hi. Hi, kids. Hi, girls. Well, I've estimated that several hundred people have passed us here. We stand here with our microphone on the sidewalk. And about a million American flags. We work hard. We deserve pay. Bush, piense en los niños. One little girl with a flag of Mexico draped around her. That's it. You make everything so complicated. I believe that. Nostras tragas de puesto. What do we want? Say no to H.R. 4437. Equal human rights. Very true. I'm reading signs as they pass. Because I know you can't see what's going on if you're not here. So I'll read the signs as we go. is an American flag. It's many, many American flags. We fight for justice, a sign there. Reformas migratorias para todos. Yeah. Justice for all. In God we trust. No nos ignoran. I love Jesus. Jesus loves you. Redskins. Tell all your Redskins. T-shirt. They deserve the money. Justice for all. The people will never be defeated. There's a lot of people here today. A lot of people here today in Tulare, in O Street, marching toward town. Umbrellas for the hot day. A lot of little kids in strollers. A lot of young people with American flags on their shirts. American flags being waved by the people who are chanting. We are America, justice for immigrant causes. As a t-shirt. Hi. It's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The warm day. But it sure didn't stop the people from coming out. My heart belongs to America. I'm reading a t-shirt. Three hearts. We are America, justice for immigrants coalition. A lot of these people, they don't have signs or anything. They're just people walking along. A lot of white work hats. All kinds of people. Hey, ladies. That seems to be the majority of the people who have just passed us now. Oh, there goes a rake and a wagon. Oh, a few more people coming up. At the end of the parade. Towards the end, anyway. There's still people coming up. Comes another horse. A couple horsemen. Okay, we'll follow this demonstration up further downtown and do some more recording for it. This is Glendon R. Whitworth, KNFS LP, Tulare. Well, we're following along here, along O Street. I can see the Tulare Water Tower up ahead, and hundreds of people, can't estimate it, covering this whole sidewalk and the right lane of O Street, heading north, all carrying placards, bicycles. There's two little girls on their scooters, and their parents, even one guy in a wheelchair. This is a nice warm day. 92 degrees. A lot of people honking to show their support in the opposite lane. There's a brand new Thunderbird, and a Volvo, and several Hispanic radio stations. KUFW van is right in front of us, idling along in the right-hand lane with our slow blinkers on. A lot of people showing their support. Very orderly and peaceful crowd. We are America. There's a prominent sign. And in Tulare, at this time, with all these people here, you would know this is America. We're passing along here across the Dairyman's Exchange. Now look at the shoes of these people. These are working people's shoes. All kinds of shoes, but the shoes of people who work for a living. You can see kind of worn, not expensive shoes. A lot of bottles of water out there. And they're going to need them too. I've got my own bottle of water here to... Because another new car beeping its horn. Of course, these cars are paid for by hardworking people who can finally afford a new car. They're buying a lot of the cars that this country produces. As you can hear the people outside. Those are the people marching in a very peaceful, orderly demonstration. They want to show that they're here, that they work. And these people are all marching after work here in Tulare. It doesn't look like these people took any time off from work. It looked like they were able to. I don't see any wealthy people here. Now we've just arrived. The park in downtown Tulare. And you can hear the demonstration. There's the gazebo. The park is slowly filling with people. Many, many people, hundreds of people filling the square.
The people in Washington.
Well, hold on a second. What's your name? This is KNFS in Tulare. We're at the... What park is this?
Zumwalt Park.
What? Zumwalt? Mm-hmm. Okay, Zumwalt Park. Downtown Tulare. And this is...
Lucia Canova Gonzalez.
Hi, Lucia.
Hi.
What are you doing here today?
I'm trying to persuade the American voters who actually have the real power, not the legislators, but in our own backyard, our neighbors, to have some compassion, because I know Americans have an inherent sense of fairness and justice, and that there's this whole segment who have been living in the shadows, and it'd be nice for them to enter society. And although they have come over illegally, which is a civil infraction,
All kinds of people here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, there's all different backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, all different socioeconomic backgrounds. But I guess it's really wanting compassion and hopefully doing the right thing, the American thing, which is anything we resolve it with justice and...
Well, the American thing seems to be to organize.
Oh, yes, also that. Oh, I tell people, you know, this is, if we were in China or in another country...
This is your First Amendment right to assemble,
yes.
To organize.
Yes, oh, yeah, and I tell them the Constitution is a living document, still breathes today.
Right.
And so that this is why. This is wonderful. This is great, you know.
Well, thank you very much, Lucia. And I would look forward to seeing more of you today and in the future.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're wandering around Zumwalt Park, listening to the speakers, and the hundreds and hundreds of people here assembled peacefully. They're in the John Philip Sousa Pavilion. There's so many people here, you can't even see the speaker.
Señor Jesús, tú eres el Rey, tú eres el Señor que ha creado este mundo, y tú has creado cada ser humano a tu santa y divina imagen, y en cada ser humano llevas tu santo rostro, porque tú nos has creado a tu santa imagen. Todos y cada uno de tus hijos son especiales. Te pedimos, Padre Celestial, que tu infinita y eterna misericordia nos dé la gracia de escuchar tu palabra, y a todos los que hemos endurecido el corazón, nos dé ese nuevo corazón, un corazón de carne, para mirar que tu gloria está en cada uno de tus hijos, especialmente el que nació. Te pedimos, Padre Celestial, que tu santa infinita misericordia, porque cuando Herodes Pilato te quería poner en la cruz, tú le dijiste, tú no eres nada si ese poder no se te había dado a ti. Por eso te pedimos, Santísimo Señor, por nuestros gobernantes, que ellos se den cuenta que la autoridad no se las ha dado para servir, servir a tu pueblo, no para servirse a sí mismos, que esa autoridad que ellos puedan entender es para que todos y cada uno de nosotros vivamos en igualdad y tengamos lo necesario para vivir. Padre Celestial, extiende tu santa mano sobre esta nación, este pueblo, y que tu gracia, tu amor, siempre nos bendiga. Y te pedimos por todos nuestros hermanos emigrantes, que los ayudes y que su confianza siempre esté en Cristo.
Sí, la Virgen de Guadalupe.
Señor. Amén.
I wish that you could see you from where I'm standing.
Quisiera que ustedes pudieran mirar a ustedes desde donde estoy parado aquí.
Because I want to tell you what you look like to me.
Porque quisiera decirles, contarles lo que parecen a mí.
You look to me like freedom.
Ustedes se parecen como la libertad.
You look to me like democracy.
Ustedes se miran como la democracia.
You look to me like America.
Ustedes se miran como América.
I am Michael Seltzer.
Mi nombre es Michael Seltzer.
And it is my honor to be here as a representative of the Jewish community.
Es un honor estar aquí presente con ustedes como representante de la comunidad judía.
I would like to add my prayer for justice to the voices all around us.
Quería agregar mi oración para justicia a todas las demás voces que están aquí presentes.
Prayer, our communication with the divine can take many forms.
Oración, puede tomar muchas formas de comunicación con el ser divino.
The late Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel.
El rabbi fallecido, gracias, Joshua Heschel,
was an immigrant from Warsaw.
Fue un migrante de la ciudad de Warsaw, de Polonia.
He was a brilliant scholar.
Era un profesor brillante.
A mystic and a spiritual leader.
Un líder místico y religioso.
In 1965.
En 1965.
Heschel went to Selma, Alabama.
Heschel estuvo presente en Selma, Alabama.
To march arm in arm with Dr. Martin Luther King.
Para marchar brazo y brazo con Dr. Martin Luther King.
In the struggle for civil rights.
En la lucha para libertades civiles.
Some who marched with him questioned why an eminent scholar like him would come to Selma instead of staying in New York.
Unos preguntaban por qué venía una persona tan distinguido a marchar y no quedarse en la ciudad de Nueva York.
Heschel's reply was this.
La respuesta de Heschel fue esto.
He said, "When I march in Selma,
cuando marcho en Selma,
my feet are praying.
Mis pies están orando.
Today,
hoy,
we march together
marchamos,
in Tulare.
Marchamos juntos en Tulare.
Our feet are praying too."
Nuestros pies están orando también.
I am a second generation American.
Yo soy americano de la segunda generación.
My grandparents came to this country to escape religious persecution.
Mis abuelos vinieron a este país huyendo la persecución por su religión.
And economic hardship in their home countries.
Y problemas económicos en su país natal.
To work for a better life for their children.
Para buscando una vida mejor para sus hijos.
Sometimes immigration policies in our country have been fair.
Algunas veces las pólizas de migración han sido justas.
They literally saved my grandparents' lives.
Justamente salvaron la vida de mis abuelos.
Other times they have been unfairly restrictive.
En otras ocasiones han sido muy restringidas.
For millennia until very recently.
Desde hace siglos para atrás hasta el presente.
We Jews have had to adjust to living in communities and countries that were not happy with our arrival in their midst.
Nosotros los judíos hemos ha estado aguantando la persecución porque no nos querían entre medio de nosotros, de ellos.
We understand the problems faced by today's immigrant populations.
Nosotros los judíos comprendemos los problemas que enfrentan los inmigrantes aquí.
As well as sometimes the problems that are erroneously attributed to illegal immigration.
Y también los problemas que se atribuyen erróneamente a la migración ilegal.
Our Jewish faith,
nuestra fe judía,
demands us concern and justice for the stranger in our midst.
Exige a nosotros justicia para el extranjero que se encuentra dentro de nosotros.
One set of laws governs all.
Un tipo de leyes gobierna a todos.
In the book of Leviticus,
en el libro de Levítico,
chapter 19,
capítulo 19,
commands that when strangers sojourn in your land,
ordena que cuando extranjeros pasan por su tierra,
you shall not do them wrong.
No les debes hacer ningún mal.
The strangers who sojourn with you,
los extranjeros que pasan tiempo con ustedes,
shall be to you as the native among you.
Se debe tratar como los nativos que están ahí.
And you shall love your neighbor as yourselves.
Y debes amar a tu prójimo como tanto a ti mismo.
For you were strangers in the land of Egypt.
Porque ustedes fueron extranjeros en el país de Egipto.
In an age of increased threats to national security,
en una época de amenazas más fuertes a la seguridad nacional,
this teaching of our Bible,
esta enseñanza de nuestra Biblia,
reminds us that we must not unfairly scapegoat foreigners among us.
Nos ordena que no debemos echar la culpa a extranjeros que están dentro de nuestro país.
Because we are fearful and they are vulnerable.
Porque nosotros los judíos tengamos miedo y ellos están adentro de nosotros.
It requires that we act with justice and compassion.
Que actuamos con justicia y compasión.
We pray this afternoon.
Rezamos hoy este día.
For divine guidance for our political leaders.
Para la guía divina para nuestros líderes políticos.
To implement just solutions to the immigration puzzle.
Para implementar soluciones justas para el problema de migración.
We pray too for the wisdom to judge others by the character of their deeds.
Y queremos el juicio para juzgar a otros según sus hechos.
And not by skin color.
Y no por su color.
Religion.
Su religión.
Or nation of birth.
O nación de origen.
In the ancient language of my heritage, I offer the following prayer. I'll try to translate this.
Okay. Y esto va a ser en su idioma judía, de hebreo.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lirdof tzedek. Blessed are you, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who shows us paths to holiness and commands us to pursue justice. Amen.
Voy a traducir. Santificado eres, Señor nuestro Dios, Imperador del Universo, que nos muestra el camino para santidad y nos ordena a seguir la justicia. Amén. Un aplauso muy fuerte para él.
God, reading the signs, justice for all, stop Proposition H.R. 4437. That's the proposition that the Senate is considering that will make a felony out of an illegal immigrant.
Le vamos a traer otra alabanza con los jóvenes en Cristo.
I remind you, this is KNFS.
Y luego vienen los niños.
LP, FM in Tulare. And I'm Glendon R. Whitworth. We're here on May 1st, 2006.
In
Stonewall Park, this is the day without immigrants. The demonstration in the late afternoon here in Tulare, California, on Highway 99, in the middle of the dairy and labor belt.
Un aplauso para Víctor González.
The instruments are tuning up. They're getting ready to play some music. I'll let you listen.
Muchos estudiantes: Ana, Gerardo, Karina, Araceli, Les, Cristal, Radio Campesina, Máquina Musical y la Tequila también. Y también el sacerdote Ignacio. Un aplauso fuerte para Cristo Jesús. Vamos a tener en cuenta que todo lo que se consiga de bueno, hermano, va a ser por obra de Dios. Si se puede, ¿verdad? Vamos pues, adelante. Esas palmas. Esas palmitas que se oigan. Cuando le alabas a Dios, cuando brincas, cuando danzas al Señor, el Señor escucha el clamor de su pueblo. Y hoy Él sabe que estamos pidiendo algo justo. Por eso el Señor está con nosotros. Yo te invito a que en este momento te despojes de la pena y brinques, alabes y danzas a Jesucristo, porque el Señor va a conseguir que seamos nosotros ciudadanos. Amén. Gloria a Dios. Vamos a danzar, levanten sus manos. Vamos a danzar en el nombre de Jesús, pueblo de Tulare. Que el pueblo de Tulare diga amén. Que el pueblo de Tulare diga Dios. Que el pueblo de Tulare diga...
Aquí tenemos una niña perdida, Lisbeth. What's your last name, Lisbeth?
Ramírez.
Ramírez.
Now the crowd really likes
Lisbeth
that.
Lisbeth Ramírez está perdida. A ver, aquí está.
See a lot of happy faces right now.
¿Dónde está su mamá?
And I see our engineer Don Monroe is getting up his recorder. Getting ready to record a little higher fidelity some of the festivities here today. The impromptu festivities, that is. Trying to get a level.
Hermano. Dásele al Señor, hermano, no tengas pena. Te voy a invitar a que vengas aquí. Mira.
créelo, el Señor tiene un propósito muy grande con todo esto. Y Él es misericordioso. Y se nos va a conceder, hermano.
Move off around the crowd.
Dánselo al Señor que se lo merece. Él es digno de alabanza.
Take your ears with us.
¡Ánimo!
The band starts up another song. Hi. Hello. Hi. Crowd are clapping along. A very happy Tulare crowd. Hello, Don.
I plugged into their board.
Yeah, I saw you. I told them we were setting it up.
I'm wearing two hats tonight, and I need to get some flyers and the green pages out of my trunk.
Yeah.
And distribute some.
I wonder,
can you monitor that?